All right, folks, welcome back to Clarity First. I'm your host, Dylan Brooks, and let's be honest, life can get messy, right? We all have those moments where someone rubs us the wrong way, a situation leaves us feeling cheated or hurt. And sometimes, well, resentment starts brewing like a pot of toxic stew on the stove. But here's the thing. Holding onto that resentment, it's like drinking poison and expecting the other person to get sick. It hurts you more than anyone else. Today, we're diving into the powerful practice of forgiveness not just for others, but most importantly, for ourselves. We'll explore how letting go of that baggage can actually set you free. Now, before you tune out thinking this is some fluffy self-help session, let me tell you. Stoicism isn't about being a pushover or ignoring injustice. It's about understanding that clinging to anger and bitterness ultimately controls you, keeps you tied to the past. Here are 5 key takeaways we're going to unpack today. 1. Forgiveness isn't about condoning. Listen, forgiveness doesn't mean saying what someone did was okay. It doesn't excuse their actions. It's about recognizing that holding on to anger is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. You're the one suffering. Forgiveness sets you free from the chains of resentment. 2. It starts with self-forgiveness. We're often our own harshest critics, right? Think about it. Have you ever beat yourself up over a mistake long after everyone else has moved on? Self-forgiveness is crucial. It means acknowledging your imperfections, learning from them, and moving forward without letting past mistakes define you. 3. Empathy can be your superpower. When someone hurts us, our natural instinct is to lash out or withdraw. But try this, put yourself in their shoes. What might be going on in their life that led them to act the way they did? Understanding their perspective doesn't excuse their behavior, but it can help you see the bigger picture and soften your anger. 4. Practice makes progress. Forgiveness isn't a one-time event, it's a practice, like any other skill. Some days will be easier than others. There will be times when you feel stuck, angry, or betrayed. But keep at it. The more you practice letting go, the stronger your resilience becomes. 5. Focus on the present. Dwelling on the past keeps you trapped in a cycle of negativity. Stoicism encourages us to focus on what we can control: our thoughts, our actions, and our reactions. When you find yourself replaying hurtful moments, gently bring your attention back to the present moment. Let me paint a picture for you. Imagine a young woman named Sarah who was deeply hurt by her best friend after a betrayal. For months, she carried around this resentment, letting it consume her thoughts and energy. She avoided social gatherings, lost sleep over what-ifs, and started withdrawing from everyone. Then one day, Sarah stumbled upon a Stoic philosophy about forgiveness. She realized that holding onto the anger wasn't serving her, it was only hurting herself. She started practicing self-compassion, acknowledging that she had been deeply hurt but choosing to move forward with grace. It wasn't easy. There were days when the resentment crept back in, but Sarah kept reminding herself of the power of letting go. Slowly, Sarah began to heal. She found joy in spending time with loved ones, pursuing her passions, and focusing on what truly mattered. Forgiveness isn't a magic wand, it's a journey, a conscious choice we make every day to prioritize our well-being. It takes courage, self-awareness, and a willingness to let go of the past. But trust me, the freedom that comes with forgiveness is worth every ounce of effort. So, what's one small step you can take today towards practicing forgiveness in your own life? Maybe it's forgiving someone who wronged you, or perhaps it's extending kindness to yourself. Remember, even tiny steps forward add up to a journey of liberation. And remember, you're not alone on this path. Join the conversation. Share your thoughts, stories, and experiences on our social media channels. Let's keep this dialogue going. And if this episode resonated with you, do me a solid and share it with someone who could benefit from hearing these words. Until next time, keep striving for clarity, folks.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.